I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, the first thing we are going to do, just for the minutes, I'll note that Todd is not here.
Yep.
I know, but I just don't get a copy of the agenda.
There's an extra hole in the bottom. There's one, yeah, I put them back in that bottom
here,
slot.
Todd has one right here.
Okay, so the first item on the agenda is a review of the minutes. Everybody has a copy of the minutes. Are there any changes or corrections to the minutes?
Well, she didn't have any correction when I was here, so.
Okay. Yeah, I don't have the minutes.
Show me the motion to adjourn.
Let's see.
Asked if we are committed to busing for four more years.
Okay. I think the 6 years came out of, we were discussing that seventh graders would be allowed to go to Central.
Right, but it's
seventh graders, but that would be 6 years total.
Right. But I listened to the tape again.
Oh, okay.
And it's at four.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
That's really what the town goes out.
All right. Any other, I think those were the only questions.
Is this town's portion of property taxes?
Yes. So she's got current appropriations, and then this, so you're saying the state education tax is?
The amount collected from her.
Okay.
Any other unresolved questions from the school? I don't remember that.
Some people had questions on the way the report was set up. And Kim said that she would discuss it at the next meeting.
Which report are you talking about?
I'm thinking it's the whole group expenditure report. Because it just says here, Todd Keating had a question in regards to the expenditure report. You had questioned debits and credits on the report. And then Kim said that she would discuss it with at the next meeting. And I had a thought, like, if there were that many questions, should we ask Karen to come and explain all the questions? But nobody has me off the top of their head. Of the way the reports are set up.
Right, that's what it is.
Well, Todd was, we were talking, okay, I'm drawing a blank. Does anybody?
Yeah, I recall the conversation.
And what did we want to know? And what was our question?
Well, I think what he was, we were questioning some of this as far as how the balance came about, and what was a credit, what was a debit, that type of thing.
Which report are you talking about?
On the revenue.
On the revenue report. Because that's the first time we have a cop one.
Right.
We've never had one.
Which would be wonderful to get.
Okay. All right. That's starting to make sense.
Yeah, I wish Todd was here.
Well, I think he was confusing, but people had explained a lot of it to him, but there's still some question of the way it was set up.
It's just so different accounting method. No, but I mean, it's probably just, it's just a different way of accounting.
Yeah.
Right, so.
So what's the question? What's the, can anybody?
Well, we were trying to make the totals tally.
Right, but the totals didn't come out.
Right, right.
Did you add the revenue?
There was some question how it got to be a debit versus a credit or balance.
Well, it's the difference between,
yeah.
I think it was just, let's see. So there was no budget, so they had to spell, so she had to spend $1,248, which wasn't budgeted, so it actually wasn't a budget.
Yeah, I think that's what.
She had the budget of $190 and she spent $109.46, so left a balance of $80.
Now this is revenue coming in, it's not expenditures.
Yeah, so why was it negative?
So we were, I think that was part of the question, but maybe it's.
Oh, she budgeted for that much revenue came in. She budgeted that much revenue to come in, you know, like $51.88 came in. So I'll ask her.
Well, also when we get the end of year reports, it would be nice to have a revenue report with all the other end of year reports.
That's a request I'd like
to have.
So I don't see why it's a problem, maybe it is, to get a monthly revenue report. And I would assume they have to generate it from the school board, just so you guys know where you stand. We all know when you do a budget, you don't think about revenue. You have to fund the budget. But I would think that this is something that you get monthly anyway, or I would hope that would be something that would be shared with the board. Because, for instance, for transportation for the bus fares, I mean, last year it was $7,000, and then Jen, she said the majority ends in March, and then this year it was only $5,000. So that might make them think, or make the board think, well, maybe we can come back a bus, you know, people aren't utilizing
so
the bus.
So I'll probably give you something there. Pinkerton this year had about 20 kids, I believe, from the last week grade class. No bus was provided for them. Parents had to bring them back and forth. So this is the first year that a bus would be provided to go to Pinkerton. So you lost all those high school kids that first year giving them revenue.
Yeah, okay. At least on our my end, I mean, we've
got like
seven people, so.
Right, and I don't know what lines are or whatever, what they're for, like the rentals and things like that. But I think that's, I would think you'd probably get a monthly report. I would think that, you know, with a
this the first one or the second one?
This
we've
was the
never,
second one. That's the first one we've ever had. That's the only one.
And I would like to request that, just as an individual member, that we get a revenue report every month on a Friday. Would be great if we could do that. And then, of course, hopefully, I don't remember last year getting a revenue report at the end of the year. No. That, to me, is very important. But yeah, maybe it's just overly obsessive. Well, I mean, it's just information. So could you request that, or does it go through you? How does that go?
I don't
know.
You can tell. I usually send her an email. But I don't always send it early because I assume that she knows that she needs to do. So if you could just ask her to please add a revenue report to me.
Yeah. Or can she do it monthly?
But how does everybody feel about monthly? Do you all feel that you need a monthly revenue report to me? Yeah. Okay. We'll just add it to
the thing.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Thank you. I'm trying to read the minutes again. Encumbrances. I'm confused the way it reads. You had asked her if they had discussed about encumbrances. You said they had not discussed it with the last few more perhaps the budget. You asked, explained that they did not mean to get to the embargo, so you won't be able to recover the money. They are done.
They are. If you look at the last school report that we got. July's in the year. So if you look at the last report that we got, there is an encumbrance.
Yeah, that was on May 31st.
Right.
I think what she meant is they did. Okay, they had stuff that was already in the budget that wasn't completed or was going to get completed in the summer. It was already scheduled, so that stuff had already been encumbered. But they didn't have any special projects that they took from leftover money. That's the way I understood her explanation. You know, like the town does.
I'm hoping when I'll ask her at the end of the year, I would like her to explain which, because at the end of the year, if it's a
cover. At the end of the year, she has to give us all the encumbrances. Yeah. Oh, yes.
What the contract's out there, what it's for.
Yeah, and usually we get a little spreadsheet that'll say, you know, stair repair, John Stair service, $12,000 or something, whatever. So that should come with all the other reports. Okay. So we've got the town reports. Everybody ready to move to the town report? Are there any questions on the town's either expense or revenue reports?
I had a quick question on federal and state government. It's down 43,000.
Which, where are you? What page? The revenue?
Under the revenue.
Okay, all right.
From federal and state government, down 43,000.
Yeah, that was anticipated. I saw the same thing.
Yeah. And what she did, well, God bless her. This is what she'd like to propose if you guys want it done this way. Is something like that where there's a big difference. She said if it makes it easier, she can color code it. So she's got that olive color. And then what she did is she went back here and showed why it's a lot less with the same color code.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Does that, yes. Does that make it easier? I can pass these around. She just gave this to me today. this is what she's proposing to do, and for example, miscellaneous. So if you go over here to the same color, it shows how she got that figure. So the front page is kind of like a snapshot she gives us.
Yep.
And then what she gives us afterwards is also breakdown and details. So what she said, if they like this, I can do this from now on to make it easier. So when you see a big number from federal and state government, a negative of 43,000, you can jump right over to here, and she's got that colored. And when you add those figures up, it comes to the 43,000. Is that something you'd like her to do? And she'll change the colors. She's addressed most of the questions right there on the summary, yeah, under the notes. But yes, that was something that I asked her, because what I do is when, and is it all right if I speak for a minute?
Of course.
Oh, okay. What I do is I know that we have 5 more months to go. So I know that we should have 58.1% spent. Now, I'm getting a little bit nervous because I look through these and some of them have, you know, have, instead of having 41.9% left, they only have 30 and like that. So if you do it this way, you can quickly go down through all these pages. And what I did myself is I highlight exactly what's going to be overdrawn, or where I see some problems, or what was this for. And then I ask her about that. And so some of it's self-explanatory, like our insurances, we pay 3 big ones at the beginning of the year. So the chunk of that is gone in January or February. But I said, how are we doing with the other ones? Because if you look at that balance, the percent remaining is 33.1%, and it should be 41.9. So that, to me, jumps out. So we'll be okay. If you look at the total operating budget, it looks like we're a little bit, but we, there's road work and like that that hasn't come out of warrant articles, and so that will make a difference. But that's how I do it quickly and easily for those who are new to this. I just found it was the easiest way to do it, and then I go line by line if I have a question for them. And she's very good. If you, any of you have a question, I would go through Lynn, I guess it's a procedure, but who's she good? Is Donna Becker, I'm sorry. Donna Becker.
I think for a lot of accounts that works pretty good. Like Dennis,
I know. Oh, believe me, I called Dennis, I'm like,
yeah, because they move money yes. around and they hold it, so it's a little harder to.
Yeah, I don't think you'll ever, well, not afford, you won't find the highway or the fire department will go over their budget. I don't believe it. But, you know, knock on wood.
Too soon, we need to talk.
I know. We just did, Dennis. So if you'd like this, then I'll ask her to do this from now on.
Sure.
And then it might make it easier. Again, it's certainly going to be specific. I mean, I had some questions myself. If you go to the bottom of the first page under revenue where it says miscellaneous, the reason why that is not 22,000, that 22,000 does not belong to us. It's Mr. LeMay's check that was returned to us. It should either go back to his heirs or the state of New Hampshire. So that's going to be gone. That is not money that belongs to us. So there's several other things. We bought some extra voting booths that we didn't know were going to be bought and things like that. So if you have any other questions.
Can you answer Stephanie's question she asked?
Oh, it was a grant. It was a
yeah,
grant.
So yeah, grant. Well, actually, here, let me show her. See, yeah. Here's
yeah.
We could,
yeah.
So you're looking at the
yeah here you know, this is what is that looking like? I'm sorry. She I told them not to copy off the whole thing. I said, let me check and see if that makes it easier for them. And if it does, then
okay. So that would add up to the
yeah, for me. Exactly. But she only did the one page because I said don't do the whole before.
Okay.
Unless that's what you thought.
Any other questions on the town report? Okay. So we will move on to the school report and the lack thereof. We'll talk with what we have is pretty much nothing. Does anybody have a question on this 1 month?
July
only. Okay. So the question is, why did we not get the reports as promised? Okay, we're talking to she. Try not to keep.
Cause yeah, I'm sorry.
For the minute, she, nobody knows who you're talking
about. Okay, so Karen
Lassard.
Sorry.
Okay.
Who does the work in the SAU? I asked her in July for those 6:30 end of year. She said we won't have those until after their audit in August.
When is the audit in August?
The week of the 21st. So August 21st. That week. She said all you will have is the July numbers. And then I asked her to have them the Friday before, and we didn't get them, so I emailed her on Friday, and she said she'd been on vacation. We would get them later on Sunday, and got them Monday morning.
I think we need to address that. There's a law concerning that. And so maybe the SAU needs to run it by the attorney. Anything the budget committee asked for needs to be provided, and I believe there's a timeline.
Forthwith. And I looked up the definition, which it is right away.
Yeah, as soon as possible. I mean, if someone's on vacation, that's understandable. Everybody takes vacation in the summer. I think this has been a source, it's personally been a source of displeasure with me. It seems like everybody else can do it. I don't know how Auburn and Hooksett does. I am going to find out what their budget committee does, because I don't believe they would find this acceptable. So either someone is not taking it seriously, they're not taking the direction of the budget committee seriously, or whatever. They can stamp it draft form. We're not auditing it. We're taking a quick look. I don't think any judgments were going to be made. There might be some questions. It is the law. And so far, we've had promise, since the 2 years I've been on the committee, of this being the second, we've had promise after promise after promise, and it does not generally happen. And I do appreciate someone else writing to Lynn asking about it, so it wasn't me this month, although I had already asked the week before if they could include the revenue, which I was told we wouldn't get.
The only reason why I asked is we didn't get it last until
October. Yeah,
I just wanted to kind of throw it out there and see if we could.
Oh, the end of year.
We didn't get
it. It's ridiculous, and you wonder. It just, to me, it's just not acceptable. They must have that sitting there right now. I mean, I'll take a copy tomorrow. It can be stamped draft or whatever else needs to be on it. It needs to be done. If the town was doing that, if Donna was doing that, I, as a selectman, would say, hey, look, they need that information. It's the law. We write draft. You don't have to put approve. I don't understand. I will say, from what I understand, the budget committee is now doing better with the school getting the information, but it still is not coming in a timely manner. It's not breeding goodwill. Let's put it that way.
So it's not for lack of trying, but I didn't push back knowing, that it was law that they had to provide it. So at the 17th meeting, I'll present it and say, even if you're not finished entering the month's numbers, you have to.
And that's been given in an email that she was given a copy of, and also the superintendent was given a copy of this email that said it is the law. Talk with the SAU lawyer or the Scandia School Board lawyer, it's the law. So someone's either, I don't know, it's almost like a naughty kid where you don't put your foot down and pretty soon they're off and running. And I'm more disappointed than, because all of us start school soon here and we do not have a month here looking at all the figures and everything. I just want the record to show my disapproval and disappointment, I guess is probably the way that I would put it. And again, I'm not,
no,
I'm shooting the messenger
no,
here.
No, that's fine.
Because there's no one else here to aim for.
No, but, I just took her excuse.
You know, and maybe she comes into our next meeting and our town attorney explains to her what the law is. I mean, maybe that's what has to happen. But I, as a board member, if I were a school board member, when the SAU was getting their budgetary increases and their raises and everything, it would be something that would be brought up. I mean, that's the only way, I guess, that we're gonna get, that's gonna affect them is when it hits them in the pocketbook. And,
I know we kind of talked before, and it's so much the same thing about trying to get a better relationship so things weren't so contentious, you know. And one of the things, I agree, when information doesn't come, it seems like someone's trying to hide something, or, you know, it's just not forthcoming. I think the whole idea behind us trying to improve our relationships was that drafting and sharing of it, it's just information. So we can review it and have good questions when the time comes to meet the budget. I don't think it's asking too much.
From the accounting perspective, I know that if somebody asked me on July 1st or 2nd for June's numbers, I would not be prepared at all.
Right.
But I know there is some, you know, maybe some things you got to move around and whatnot, but it is August, so.
It's what, 6 weeks?
The month is August. It's just not approved by the,
that would be great.
That's fine. I mean, if it's not approved by the auditors, we don't really because we had things from Donna before that we said, what is this? Oh, well, the auditors changed that.
Well,
that's okay.
What she should do, what can be done is present to you the preliminary
June 30th,
and then after her review, they have accounts review, you know, changes.
Yeah, and then they can give us the changes.
And I think Lynn made that perfectly clear because I listened to the entire tape. It's not on the website, but it will be. She made it perfectly clear that the expectations were that it would be here, you know, Friday before this meeting. And that's a lot of material for people to go through, especially if they're new to the budget committee or don't understand the school budget. That's a lot to go through, in my opinion, but I don't know.
Will we be there on the 17th? We'll bring it up.
Okay.
I'll discuss it.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay, under other, there's another budgeting workshop this September. I think I sent you all the email. Anybody interested in going to the budgeting workshop?
When is it?
September 12th, which
is
I think it's a Tuesday.
Yes,
from 9 in the morning to 4:30.
Is the content of it basically the same as last year?
Well, I looked at the agenda and it's hard to tell.
If it was in November, I'd say I would love to go to that.
No, it's September 12th.
Do they do it? Is that the only one that they do?
They do once a year.
They have two. They have one for the other one's up in Barlow.
And we don't pay. I don't pay.
I was going to say you're lodging. You know.
Take a vacation department.
I'm going to the conference.
No, thanks.
Good. So, anybody interested?
I'll be going for the town again. Because they have a new book out this time.
Right.
Also.
And I got Okay, well, if you decide, let Donna know as soon as possible. Or let me know and I'll tell Donna as soon as possible.
Just get my schedule coming out and
it's very informative. I mean, it really is. You do learn a lot of stuff and they cover a lot of different topics. And you have the opportunities to submit any questions if you have. So,
I can school with the SAU.
Financial person, I want to know.
Just an idea.
Okay.
So where is it?
It's in some. It's not Bedford. Initials.
Okay.
It was in Bedford.
SCR.
It's the Sarest.
Oh,
I don't know.
It's that
past
target.
It's like a big. Anyway, that's where it is.
SR is 12th.
From 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. And you get lunch.
Oh,
it's a fine lunch.
Awesome.
Yes.
That
you don't often get
right
a free
there.
Lunch, okay? So just.
I don't ever get lunch.
There you go. You a teacher?
Huh?
You a teacher?
No. Okay, just let me know if you want to go. And in fact, if you're not going to go, let me know too.
I will.
But no, you don't do it. I'll wait immediately.
Yeah. September
11th, right?
That's when you'll go. You know what? My schedule will allow that. Robbie can work by himself that day, and I would love to spend my day off.
Okay, so Mr. Snow has given us an open letter that I'll give this to you afterwards. So I'm going to just read his letter. I put budgeting workshop on the minutes, and he interpreted that the budget committee was going to have a budgeting workshop.
Oh, okay.
That's why you'll understand. Okay, it says, it's my understanding that the committee will be conducting a budget workshop at your meeting tonight. I have several matters that I believe the town is or should be involved in as a part of the town meeting process now and the March 2018 town meeting that I bring to your attention for consideration. One of the major discussions during the town's master plan update process and later during the New Hampshire SNHPC AARP age-friendly meeting of safe streets. This included all modes of transportation and all age groups. There are a number of suggestions for improvement, each of which carry a cost consideration. One that I hope to pursue is the striping of a center line on the pavement of Candia local roads. I understand that consultation with the road agent will be necessary, inasmuch as this is a request that he's put forward. The second item is one that's been discussed several times in the past. I do not believe that the administrative expense line allocations for the building inspector, the planning board, the zoning board of adjustment, and the fire department accurately reflect the true cost of those efforts. Because you budget in gross and even of those, and each of those departments have revenue associated with their administrative expenses, it appears prudent to more accurately account for them. Finally, the town is in active discussions with the possibility of